AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Armed federal immigration officers in tactical gear moved through terminals at some of the busiest airports across the U.S. Outside the White House, Border Czar Tom Homan told reporters Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents would be assisting the Transportation Security Administration and make arrests if necessary.
Their number one mission there, as the president said, is help TSA with security, help move the flow of people through those lines, because it is a tragedy what was happening at the airports right now with 3 and 4 hour delays. It's ridiculous. So we're there to help TSA and plug the holes. But if they see criminal activity, they're federal law enforcement officers. They should take action.
The partial government shutdown has disrupted air travel nationwide. In other news, AP correspondent Haya Pinchwani has the latest on the Iran war, now in its fourth week.
Iranian missiles and drones are targeting Israel and Gulf Arab states as Tehran keeps up its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz. A missile slammed into a street in central Tel Aviv as Iran kept up its offensive, even as U.S. President Donald Trump said the United States was in talks with the Islamic Republic to end the war.
One warhead of a missile that exploded in the middle of the road. It's exploded above cars.
Police Superintendent Fadida Yaniv.
We estimate it's something like 100 kilograms of warhead that exploded in this incident.
No one was seriously hurt. Iran denies that talks with the U.S. were held. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will continue to strike Iran and Lebanon, even as the U.S. considers a ceasefire. I'm Haya Pinchwani.
This is AP News.
On this vote, the ayes are 54, the nays are 45. The nomination of Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma to be Secretary of Homeland Security is confirmed.
The Senate confirmed Mark Wayne Mullen as Homeland Security Secretary yesterday, approving President Trump's nominee to take over the department after the firing of Kristi Noem. Mullen is a Republican senator from Oklahoma, known for his close friendship with Trump, who has said his goal as secretary would be to get the department off the front page of the news. Investigators are trying to determine why an Air Canada jet and a fire truck collided at New York's LaGuardia Airport. In Texas, a large explosion at an oil refinery near the coast shot plumes of smoke into the air and forced nearby residents to shelter in place. Officials say no one was injured in yesterday's explosion at the Valero refinery in Port Arthur. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.